This is Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Coronavirus now blamed for more than 800 deaths in the U.S. The United Nations is launching a $2 billion COVID-19 global humanitarian response plan, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We need to protect the health and humanitarian supply chain so that our frontline workers are protected.
The plan will deliver essential testing equipment, install hand-washing stations in camps and settlements, and help bring workers and supplies to impacted areas. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow will be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, for any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
A great choice for music coming into this hour. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to everybody here, see what's on your mind. Daniel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was the one that Bill asked about just now. I called in yesterday.
I remember.
I apologize that I had to go. I was at work and I had to go, too. But, we've got a lot of people that's been calling and checking and trying to see what can be done about it. And I believe last I've heard is that they've had lawyers and doctors and stuff involved trying to see, you know, what they could do. But last I've heard, the health department's last word says that based on the fact that it could be the mother's life at stake, that they're going to leave the abortion clinics alone and let them operate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, which, you know, it's really sad that here in this state, we claim to be the most, you know, pro-life state in the union, and we've put the murder of unborn children over the safety of the public. And you know, they've got us hoodooed, because less than 2% of abortions, of all abortions that are performed, there's less than 2%, is there any chance whatsoever that the life of the mother can be harmed? And those are what they would call DNCs. They would do DNCs, and those are not done in an abortion clinic. They're done in a hospital. So these abortion clinics, these people that performing these abortions, these doctors, they've got us fooled into thinking that that's actually a possibility, that they need to stay open, because some of these mothers who decided they want to get a little too drunk during Christmas break, and now here they are wanting to kill their child, and we're just fooled into believing it and going right along with it.
Well, there's no doubt that Planned Parenthood and some other people like that put out this notion that, well, we need to do this because what if the mother's life is at risk? Well, what if is a big difference out there. Daniel, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. I want you to have a great day. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show. Gary's such a nice guy, they named an Indiana city after him.
Hey, Dan. By the way, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to the show forever.
Wow. Well, thank you, Gary. Let's do this. Give me a month and day of birth. We're going to put your name in for the Squeak Week Farm Market gift drawing.
Get back 814.
Did you get that, Joey?
814.
You got it. And your name's going to go in there twice, by the way, because you're a first-time caller and you're a caller. So that, therefore, increases your odds. Do you know when we do that drawing?
Yes, I do. Between 2:45 and 3 o'clock on Friday.
2:30 to 2:45, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Have you been down to Sweet Creek?
No, I have not, but I've been listening to the show since 87, so it's like, you know, the station, the whole thing.
Wow. How? What type of work do you do?
Believe it or not, I work with Eve. So, you know, if you know what he does, I work with him.
You work with who?
East.
Oh, East, yeah, Rocky. I do know what he does. Okay, that's great. Okay. He's a great guy.
Okay.
Well, Gary, yeah, I appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to share some information with you. There is one U.S. flag cruise company. They float out of Hawaii.
And it is a U.S. And the ship is flagged in the U.S.?
Yes, yes. But, for example, a four-day cruise is like $800 a night. You know, I mean, it's outrageous to do it. So, you know, very local. There's something called the Jones Act. Past, gosh, I don't know, like 1850s or something like that, and that's what causes all these confusions with these cruise companies, because they had to abide by that Jones Act for one, because they're not allowed to stop at different U.S. ports. For example, if you came from like New York and you wanted to go to Charleston, you had to stop between a foreign country before you can get off. It's a crazy, crazy rule.
Anyways, so, I've never heard that before.
It's our government at work as usual.
Spoken like a true conservative.
Yes.
Gary.
Okay,
go ahead.
I just wanted to share that with everybody.
I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you calling in and listening on Friday, my friend. And see, because I tell you what, if you win, you know your best friend East what he's going to do.
Oh, yes, I do.
He's going to want to get one of those hubcap cookies.
Oh, yes.
Gary, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. You have a great day.
You too. Be safe, guys.
Thanks. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how are you?
It's a lovely day. I got my grass all mowed and it looks good.
Oh, good.
Everything. Walk around out there with my little dog, and he likes to roll around and in the sun and lay there with his belly up.
I like to do the exact same thing.
I appreciate y'all playing that God Bless America. You know, Dan, back in the World War II, they had a saying, there's no atheist in a foxhole.
Yep.
In this time in our country, man, if you're dependent on yourself, could be a little stressful. But I wanted to put my name. I haven't put mine in a long time. I want to put my name in there for the drawing. There, it's.
Aren't you scared to go? Aren't you scared to go down to Squeak Creek Farm Market?
No, I just lather up with some Purell and head out. But I share a birthday with the great Frankie Valli, May 3rd.
May 3rd, you're in, Jim. You're in. What are you going to get if you go down there,
sir?
What are you going to get if you go down there?
I love ribs. I'm gonna get me some ribs, man.
Oh man, those
load up on some ribs.
Those ribs are awesome.
And I got a question. That well, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, Dan. I heard today that Elton John is hosting a concert, worldwide concert. That should just wrap things up right there, man.
Yeah,
there's hope.
After his last concert, he.
He almost died on stage.
Yeah, that didn't look too good. He didn't look like he was feeling good.
And is the Mr. Cuomo there, Governor Cuomo?
Cuomo?
Cuomo. Is he as big a jerk as his brother Fredo?
He's a different kind of Cuomo jerk.
I would say he's a bit more. I would say the reason he's the governor and his brother isn't. He's a bit more competent.
His brother's one of those guys. He's got one of those faces. You just want to reach out and slap it. But
Cuomo's a pretty smart guy. Him doing these briefings, now, set apart, there's some things that he says that's a little toxic, but he has a good grasp of what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hate to be in that position. That's a lot of people to be responsible for.
It is.
I don't know if I could take that stress. But anyways, I'm enjoying listening to the thing. And Dan, I'm surprised you don't get a lot more of first-time callers. There's a lot of people that usually work and can't call in, and now a lot of them at home now, they should pick up your count a little bit with first-timers.
Well, we'll see what happens. Jim, thanks for
this is the only place to get the truth around this area. All right, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks for the kind words. Going to be back. Dan Marr Show. Right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just flavors come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 272-9228, that's where we are. Someone's holding up pretty good here. Got a high of 22,005. 22,019.93. It does have a potential double top right there, but we'll watch it and see if it behaves itself. Let's see the clips, boys and girls. Dr. Fauci, why are more men than women coming down with coronavirus and dying?
Dr. Fauci, the news, when I was reading these studies today, it's clear that men are more likely to have serious health implications because of this, more likely to get the virus, it looks like, including with hypertension, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, all factoring in the comorbidity rate once people are actually admitted into the hospital, then into the ICU. Any idea of how and why that's happening?
You know, that's a great question. We do not know. I mean, we have to be humble and say, we're really not sure. It's a little bit puzzling. There may be some mitigating factors with men that they have a greater incidence of some underlying conditions, perhaps high blood pressure, perhaps heart disease, perhaps with smoking and lung disease. We don't know. We don't really know precisely, but there are some hints that they may have some underlying factors that are a bit more than in women.
Now, it looks like 57% of the individuals who were admitted into the ICU or critical care in Wuhan were people with these underlying conditions, and a strong majority were men. So that's another thing we'll figure out eventually.
Yeah, I can tell you that's what it is. Men have a much greater incidence of diabetes, heart conditions. So my brother used to say that what you do is you have a biological age that's kind of based on your life expectancy. So if you're at 80% of your life expectancy, you have a much greater risk of something happening. Women who have longevity, for them to be at that 80% number, have to be 5 years older than you are. And that's something that doesn't happen a lot. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Going back to the abortion just a little bit, I don't know. I mean, letting a doctor say that that she's not gonna make it ain't always. I'll put this out there. I pay for one. It was not mine, but the doctor said she wouldn't live. She only had one kidney that was 80% functional, and said both of her wouldn't live. And you know, I think about it every day. I get up, and you know, I'm pretty sure that one of the callers. You know, my probably wasn't one that stood on my window. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, but I mean, you know, I ain't up there some way instead of just holding a sign up and saying you open your legs and, you know what I mean? Is there a way to say, hey, can I talk to you before you walk in, or is that against the law, or, you know what I mean, kind of give some reassurance or talk, you know, maybe a couple of 10 minutes might, you know, change one of them young kids' minds.
And that's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. They can't stop them on the way in, but they can be across the street and be there available for them.
I guess it's so long ago they didn't talk. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And I pay work if she couldn't, and I believe the doctor, but guess what? She got three kids now, three more. So, you know, and Man, I don't know how she deals with it. I swear I don't.
Yeah, so
I mean,
that didn't sound quite right. There, unless it was a long, long time ago, but...
I was 17.
Medical advancement has had a lot going on in it. Randall, thanks for the telephone call.
Yes, sir.
Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out. I was at one of our local businesses just a minute ago, local jewelry store, and they were taking precautions and opening the doors for people, and it was a wonderful experience in service. And so I want to say thank you to all of those who are working in our local businesses, as well as you guys on the radio, for providing us wonderful information. But again, I just want to say thank you for the service of our local business.
I totally agree with you. I tell you, these, we had Brian on from Vintage Year today, the operation manager. We had Butch Skinner, the owner of Jubilee Zone. I've talked to Jan at Jan's Beach House. I really applaud these restaurants for being innovative in what they're doing to serve the public and give them something kind of special for this time of the this incident that we're going through right now. Excuse me.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to all of those that are out there working and taking precautions, keeping the economy going as best they can.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, Jason, and I appreciate the kind words for the folks that are doing that.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Going to a break. Man, we only have 30 minutes left of the show.
I know.
Hey, guys, you want to call? You better get your shots in. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 6 at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Senate leaders have reached agreement on a record stimulus plan designed to offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic.
The $2 trillion deal, the largest ever of its kind, will provide billions of dollars for hospitals, small business owners, and large corporations. Final passage in the Senate is expected this afternoon, setting up a potential House vote later this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Coronavirus now blamed for more than 800 deaths in the U.S. The United Nations is launching a $2 billion COVID-19 global humanitarian response plan, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We need to protect the health and humanitarian supply chain so that our frontline workers are protected.
The plan will deliver essential testing equipment, install hand-washing stations in camps and settlements, and help bring workers and supplies to impacted areas. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, a little 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Something in the way she attacks me like no other.
272-9228.
Something in the way she moves me. Oh, I don't wanna leave. No, you know I believe in life. You're asking me, will I let go?
Let's, excuse me. Dr. Fauci is going to be talking about chloroquine, and this is defining moment here. Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci, a lot of people are messaging me during the day about hydroxychloroquine and other antivirals that are now being prescribed by treating physicians in the United States and beyond. So if, heaven forbid, something happened to you, you got a positive coronavirus test, and you fell ill, would you feel comfortable taking one of these new antivirals, such as hydroxychloroquine?
You know what I would do, Laura? There are a number of clinical trials. I'm a believer in a clinical trial because at the same time, I'd want to help myself. I'd want to get an answer as to what really works or not. So I would might take one of those drugs, but I would do it within the auspices of a controlled clinical trial. I've always felt that way.
But you would take one of those drugs because we are getting some positive results. And this is a wartime. This is wartime, right? So it's not all buttoned down and controlled. We do what we can do with what we have.
I'm not so sure, Laura, to clarify, that I would necessarily take one of those drugs. I would take a drug that was on a clinical trial. Some of those drugs that you're mentioning are available within the context of a clinical trial. Those same drugs you can probably get from your physician if they did an off-label use, because they are already approved for other purposes, like malaria and some autoimmune diseases. But myself personally, I like to get some knowledge out of it. So if I had a situation where I needed a drug, I'd look around if there was a clinical trial that would give me access within the contours of a clinical trial.
Okay. So the phones, let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
It's Dr. Soulja Boy, Chief, today.
Dr. Soulja Boy. Doctor.
Everybody's a doctor now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, doctor. No, thank you.
And don't ask what my specialty is. Joey will tell you off the air.
Well. It's quite disturbing, actually.
Is it?
Hey, somebody has to do it, Joey.
Does it have to do with O-B-G-Y?
Yes, yeah. Actually.
Okay. Here's my main question. How many people have died because of this, confirmed in the United States so far?
800 and something.
Okay. And why is it we got over 1,200 to 1,500 killed every year in Chicago, and I don't hear about that in the news?
because they deserved it. 849.
It's just amazing what the media wants to play. They never want to talk about Chicago and, you know, 25 or 30, you know, killings every weekend, 4 weekends a month, 120 times that. That's about 1,500 people die in Chicago alone.
Yeah, well, and that's a great point, because what happens is the media uses something we used to in the Reagan White House called the Grim Reaper effect.
Yep.
They love that the Grim Reaper is coming to you, and you can't see it. It's just out there, and he's going to come, he's going to knock on your door, and you're going to die.
Hey, Joey, you know I do it just for the children.
Of course.
That's why I call, and I call you guys. I call for the children. Who's that, the governor of New York, that twit? What's his name?
Cuomo.
Cuomo, what a name, first of all. Cuomo, this guy was last night talking. What was he talking about? His mother, you know, that she might get a respirator or something. But this is the same guy that voted for to legalize 9 months abortion. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Talk about a hypocrite.
Yeah, exactly.
He's worried about.
He said, "My mother's not expendable," and he said, "Your mother's not expendable, and your mother's not expendable."
Yeah.
But the baby in the womb is expendable.
Up to 9 months. That's murder.
Yep.
I don't know who this... I mean, how can he keep a straight face and say that?
It's going to be difficult.
Oh, my God. The hypocrisy is like... It's so deep. So I've been working every... I mean, I sound like Tina Turner, working every night and day. Big wheels. My question is, have we got anything fast yet?
Are you working in a wind tunnel?
No, I got the air conditioner on pretty high.
Turn it off.
It's a little hot. Yeah. Let me turn the fan off there. How's it better now?
Much.
That's what it is. Must be my high tech Stylo 4 that's so quality here. Have we got anything passed yet? Have we got anything passed yet, Dan?
The Senate passed their piece of it.
Okay. Now, please tell me there's. Did they take out the stuff about the abortions and everything?
Oh, that's out. It's basically a hardcore bill without the AOC stuff. But the AOC stuff would come around in the House, and Nancy Pelosi's is stuck here because all the members are not there. And
Yeah, I heard they're going to come in hazmat.
Going to be Mitt Romney. Maybe they didn't vote on it. Maybe they were going to vote this afternoon on it, now that I look at it. But when it gets to the House, that's where they're going to have to do it by unanimous consent. And all the members are gone. I talked to a member last night, and he said, you know, I'm not sure when we get called back to Washington.
I tell you one thing. I've got a bromance with the who is it? Is it the senator or the congressman from Louisiana, Mr. Kennedy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, he's the king of one-liners, buddy.
I know.
He's a Henny Youngman.
I know. He didn't have the oranges. Look at that. That was funny.
Isn't he great?
He is.
Man, I'd love to go to his comedy show, man. But you know the things he makes fun of. Actually, we can laugh at it because it is. Stupidity at its best.
See,
I thought he was great. I held it. I almost when I heard, you know, his name, I was like, oh goodness, is he connected to John F. Kennedy at all?
To who?
John F. Kennedy, you know, the Kennedys. No. Oh, he just happens to have the last name Kennedy.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd vote for him. He can come to Alabama anytime he wants to if they ever kick him out of Louisiana.
I don't think they're going to kick him out of Louisiana. They love him in Louisiana.
I'm about to say they love him.
They do.
All right, gentlemen. I believe it. All right, gentlemen, as I put my 2 cents in, I'm up to par with the scoopuses and poopuses.
You have a great day, my friend.
You too. Enjoy the weather.
Thanks. Okay, Dr. Fauci, what does he hope for here? This is interesting.
And Dr. Fauci, Americans want facts and transparency, but they also want hope. So what hope can you give them tonight?
You know, I mean, the hope that I give is that right now, to just hang on as best as you can, just please implement the recommendations of the guidelines to be able to protect yourself and those around you. Avoid crowds. Do the things that are on that list that we talk about essentially every night. But also know, as time goes by, as we test more drugs, as we get better and better in a vaccine, you know, I told you some time ago that a vaccine is being developed. It still will be quite a while before we have it. But it is conceivable that this may go into another season. And if it does, it will bring us that much closer to the possibility of having not only drugs available, but also a vaccine. So that's the hope for the future.
Okay, so vaccine is his hope. I really think this chloroquine thing is going to be a total game changer. I think this thing's going to happen a lot faster than what they were saying the months that it would take to do the controls. I think they've got enough people that are using it that they're going to have enough evidence to say, yeah, this is working, and this is, we can take this and kind of bust this up a lot faster. And the main thing is keep people out of ICU, and can you do a home remedy, stay at home and recover, versus being in a hospital bed, or you're in a hospital bed for 3 days instead of 12 days, and that opens up a whole bunch of stuff. And so Dr. Nicole Sapphire with Fox, by the way, Fox has done an outstanding job of delivering information. I'm very, very impressed with them. So let's listen to Nicole Sapphire on talking about new antibody tests that they've got now.
We're also pursuing a new level of testing, which will test people's blood to see if they have antibodies for the coronavirus, which means they may have been infected and resolved and never knew it.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo touting a new blood test in our state in New York that's able to identify who has already had the coronavirus and has built up an immunity to it. Here with the significance is Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire. So tell us about the antibodies. Why is it that some are testing positive but not seeing many side effects or symptoms, yet other people are?
So, you know, actually, if anybody watched the town hall yesterday, this was a question that I posed to Dr. Birx herself, because what they're talking about right now is a blood test detecting for, you can look for the antigen, meaning the virus itself, or the antibody, which is your body's response to the virus. And I said, you know, since we're having difficulty getting a lot of these nasal swabs to people in the United States, why can't we use this antibody test, which would be a game changer? Here's the thing, Ainsley. So there are a couple important steps when it comes to this blood test, because we could do two things. We could, one, say, let's do a blood test, see if someone's infected with the virus. But more importantly, what we're wanting to look at are the antibodies that that body produced in response to it. And that potentially could mean that the person already had the infection and maybe they're immune to the virus, which would entail that they wouldn't necessarily be able to get infected again. However, there is a pause for caution here, because we don't actually know if once you get this viral infection, if you are immune to it, if you're not able to be infected again. You know, there is a theory that if your body builds up the antibodies and gets an immunity, that you're less likely to be infected again or have such severe symptoms again. However, with this specific novel coronavirus, we don't actually know that you can't get infected again. And if you do have an immunity, we don't know how long it'll last. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, the blood test, though, is a great thing. It is going to be very important for us to be able to monitor the people so we know who have been infected. This will help us get people back to work, right, and be able to open up things potentially sooner. It's also going to give access to testing for people all across the United States.
Doctor,
you know, Mount Sinai is coming out with this. They're already testing it. My old stomping ground, Mayo Clinic, is also doing their own clinical trials. United States private sector is already supplying some of these blood tests to other places in the world. Of course, with the United States, we're very quality focused. So we need to make sure that everything mm-hmm. passes our quality checks before we start okay. distributing it.
Okay. So what they're doing is they're finding antibodies in people's blood. Now, the question is, can you then take those antibodies from one person and help another? And listen to this.
Now, Dr. Sapphire, could you take some of these antibodies out of someone who was affected but didn't feel anything? Could you take them out, put them in a vaccine, give them to someone else that is feeling it so that they could be immune?
So that's a great question, Ainsley, and that's where a lot of our exciting research is coming in right now. It's not necessarily a vaccine, but what we are doing is they're taking blood from people who have been infected. They're filtering out those antibodies that provide protection from this viral infection, and then they're putting it into a different serum. We call them, it can be called many different things, but essentially you're infusing antibodies back into another person to kind of boost their immune system. So whether we're going to do this for those that are being severely affected to try and boost their own immune system or preventative measures, I don't know yet, but I will tell you that there are a lot of places right now working on this because this will absolutely be key when it comes to treating our patients.
So that could be a biggie here, real biggie. Is that right? So all these things are kind of moving together. Let's hope that New York kind of gets their stuff under control. I'm very worried about the people leaving the city, going out to Hempstead, going down to Avalon, going somewhere else, going to Florida, visiting other people to try to get away from the city, and they are exposed, and then boom, they take that to another place and get other people exposed, particularly if you're at a high-risk group. That's what really, really worries me. Let me go to a break. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after that.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, everybody's talking about how warm it is outside. You know what happens also when it gets warm? Mosquitoes. Levon, Mosquito Shield, he's your guy. Levon's his name. Getting rid of those mosquitoes is his game. Let me give you his telephone number. Remember, he's got the Dan Morris First Application Special. You can try it out. And I'm telling you, you will love it. I've spent most of my time this time of the year all the way through to the fall out on my deck. If it's not raining, I'm out on my deck. 334-513-2940. Some of you have been asking me about that. So now I'm telling you, he said he is ready. So give him a call, 334-513-2940. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay, Laura, had Byron York and Mike Huckabee on talking about overshadowing Biden, that Cuomo is just taking all the air out of the room, and Biden just isn't looking too good. Let's listen in with Byron York with Laura first.
Are you at all concerned, as Trump said, that we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself?
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. No matter what. We know what has to be done.
Joe Biden was showing off his mental acuity on The View today. Just a couple of weeks ago, Democrats were ecstatic to have him as the front runner, but now they are they wishing for an alternative? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus outbreak in his state of New York, of course, has wowed a lot of the Democrats. And over the weekend, the hashtag President Cuomo was trending on social media. Joining us now, Byron York, chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and Mike Huckabee. Byron, it's obviously too late for Cuomo to jump into the race now, but is he setting his sights on 2024? Is there any way he could possibly weasel his way into this presidential race now, or no?
Well, some Democrats have said that if all of this were happening last year, Andrew Cuomo would be the prohibitive front runner for the nomination. He could have run. He decided not to run. By the way, his father is perhaps the most famous Democrat in history who did not run. So he made that decision. I think what's happening now with Governor Cuomo's performance in New York is a lot of Democrats are looking and they're seeing the leader of the Democratic Party. Now, in a year in which the party is out of the White House, it's an election year, the leader of the party should be its presidential nominee. And what we're seeing now is Joe Biden struggling to try to stay in the conversation and not doing nearly as well as Andrew Cuomo.
Okay, that was Byron York remote on Skype. And a lot of these same clips that I play for you have the new Skype thing. They're not in studio and they're not in another studio with a camera. That was Skype. Now, Mike Huckabee has got a studio in his home down in Rosemary Beach, Florida, not far from here. And from what I understand, it is a really cool setup. So now let's listen to Huckabee talking about Cuomo. He's going to give him high marks.
Governor Huckabee, it really is something. The president's doing these hours-long briefings every day with the coronavirus task force. It's incredibly heavy lift trying to balance all these considerations. And yet Joe shows up every day or so, and I read your tweets, Governor, so I'm reading what you're saying. But Joe shows up every day or so, and he's trying to do the presidential thing with the flags in the back. But it's kind of sad. I mean, it's just not connecting.
I think he's doing a lot of harm, not only to himself. He's doing harm to the country by trying to pretend that he's really going to be the president. And the more that he talks, the less likely it is that people would ever want to entrust him with the presidency for just a reason like this. To the point of Andrew Cuomo, you know, in all fairness to him, I think he is managing this very well as a governor. Governors tend to be good presidential candidates most of the time because, frankly, they've managed a microcosm of the federal government. Every single thing you have at the federal level, you have at the state level, just with fewer zeros on the end of your budget. But what I would say about Governor Cuomo, I don't think he's thinking about the presidency. I honestly don't. And I've been in his shoes as a governor before, and let me tell you, when you're dealing with a major crisis, you're trying to stay ahead of it and manage it and deal with it. And the thought that you're going to try to figure out how this is going to advantage you politically, to be honest with you, you just don't have time for that. There will be time for that, and I'm sure he'll maybe consider it because of the way he's managed it. But right now, I'd cut him some slack, give him a break, and say, I think he's legitimately trying to lead his state through a very difficult crisis. And frankly, I give him a passing grade in the way he's doing it.
I agree with that. I don't think he's looking at that at all. I think he's just trying to get his state taken care of. But what it does, it makes Joe Biden look terrible. And somebody's kind of looking as well, Cuomo's there doing that. Look at Biden. Biden was just stumbling around. You played the Nicole Wallace piece. That was from The View. And the thing on The View was awful. It was awful. If I could have gotten an audio cut out of it, I would have clearly have taken it. They asked him questions. He wouldn't answer. Because I would have given you the wrong answer. I think he said the same thing in the Nicole Wallace piece, too.
Right. Oh, that's not the best. He needs to be more like a president. Well, that's not the best way to put it, actually. He just was
stumbling around.
Yeah, he really was losing himself. We actually have a short clip from that View appearance, Dan. Oh, sorry.
That's it. Okay, so now Laura's going to go back to Byron York, returning to workforce that has been displaced. Listen in.
Byron, the amazing thing about all of this is that the president He of course has to, you know, take in everything that people are telling him. If companies are going to go bankrupt, that's going to cause huge, huge repercussions for everybody's lives connected to that company, and whether it's Boeing or a small company. And he also has to listen to the medical professionals. So he's trying to balance all this stuff and just getting hammered for mentioning, wouldn't it be nice if this was, we were on our way on Easter and people could go to church again. You might as well have thought that he, I don't know what, like took a, you know, poisoned people himself or something after the reaction to his comments about Easter Sunday. What do you think about that?
Well, clearly the president is anguished by the fact that the governments and the state government and the federal government have basically shut down the American economy, put it completely on pause, and he knows the damage that is doing, and he knows that the longer it goes on, the more difficult it is to fix. But he is up against the reality of this disease, and I think that if the president were to say on Sunday, everything's open, go out and eat in a restaurant, go catch a plane, go back to business as usual, if people are still scared about the disease, then they won't do it. So the number one thing is to reduce the incidence of this virus and people's fear of it. And I know President Trump is working very hard to try to get the economy going again, but that doesn't really happen until after that fear goes down.
You know, if he is close, probably the way to do this is to say, this is going to be issue coming up, and I urge people, churches, to, if you feel safe, if you feel it's the right thing for you to do your service, and if there are people that are at risk that you're worried about, if you can do home visits, or we do communion at the Eucharist at the house, I used to be part of that team, but just so people can go there and be together for that one moment on Easter, and then for him to say and pray for America and pray that God will intervene in this virus. I think that would look so presidential, so good. I could see Reagan doing that in a skinny minute. And basically said, we cannot live in fear, and we must honor our God. I think that would be incredibly powerful, and I would love the Democrats to poo-poo that. Mike Huckabee, he's going to be talking about Trump being there and doing, wait on it, a good job.
Governor Huckabee, you're a governor and you're a presidential candidate. So you know there's a lot you're balancing. There's never going to be a perfect graph. There's never going to be a perfect chart. There's always going to be risk associated with reopening at any point, or a gradual reopening. People are still going to get infected until this thing burns itself out. So what do you tell the president tonight about his attempt to balance all these considerations, knowing that if we lose the economy, we ultimately could have more deaths, as he said, than even this horrific virus is inflicting on us?
Well, I think we saw in your first guest, and that was a terrific interview with Dr. Fauci, this is a president who is listening to the scientists and the medical professionals. Let's be clear, medicine is a science. Politics is an art. Donald Trump is trying to balance the science of medicine and the advice he's getting with the art of politics, recognizing that ultimately decisions have to be made in the context of what's doable and what's possible. He's got a bunch of Democrats in the Congress.